Local law enforcement officers in Massachusetts cannot hold a person in custody based solely on a request from federal immigration officials. It's according to a ruling handed down in a landmark case last summer by the state Supreme Court. But nearly a year later, some local agencies say a partnership with the federal government allows them to continue executing these requests. So this morning, WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports on the confusion around this intersection of the court ruling and federal immigration law.
The SJC decision in Lunn versus Commonwealth says that local law enforcement cannot continue to hold a person in custody who otherwise would be released just because U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, asks them to. These requests from immigration officials are known as ICE detainers. When the decision was issued, it was considered pretty straightforward and welcomed by some local law enforcement who were seeking direction on whether they're able to honor these ICE detainers. The answer, according to the SJC, was no. State law doesn't allow them to. But some law enforcement agencies in Massachusetts say this decision from the state's highest court doesn't apply to them.
Because we are certified ICE representatives, our officers are, who have gone through the four-week training.
That's Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson. In January of 2017, Hodgson signed his department up for what's called the 287G program, a partnership with federal immigration officials that allows the sheriff's office to serve immigration warrants and conduct interviews on behalf of ICE. As a 287G partner, Hodgson chooses a few of his correction officers to be trained by ICE.
This was absolutely the best program for us to be able to quickly identify people that should not be let out to create more crime and cause harm to people.
Plymouth and Barnstable County Sheriffs and the State Department of Correction are also 287G partners. Under these contracts, local partners are authorized to execute ICE detainers, the same ICE detainers the SJC said state and local officials couldn't honor under Massachusetts law. In the 6 months his department has been up and running with the program, Hodgson says his officers issued nearly 20 detainers for inmates who otherwise would likely have been released. Hodgson rejects any notion that executing these detainers is at odds with the Lunn decision.
If we were in conflict with the decision, obviously that would be a big problem for us because we'd be violating the lawful decision of the judges.
That's exactly why some of the other county sheriffs are still hesitant to sign up for 287G.
I think the Lunn decision has left a lot of things unclear in terms of how successful and or legal partnership with ICE under 287G would be at this time.
Teresa Finnegan is an attorney for the Hamden County Sheriff Department. She says Hamden County is interested in becoming a 287G partner, but first, they need more clarity.
Given the fact that the law isn't clear, we don't think that this is the right time to enter into that type of partnership, although we would not be opposed to it in the future.
ICE sees these agreements as valuable public safety tools. A spokesman for ICE, John Moen, said in a statement he wouldn't offer a legal interpretation of court decisions, but that 287G partnerships significantly increase security in partner communities. The 287G contracts state county correction officers get their authority to perform federal immigration tasks directly from the Immigration and Nationality Act. So even though a county correction officer is working in a county facility and being paid on a county payroll, the officer also functions as an ICE officer once he or she completes the 287G training. This duality is concerning for some legal observers, including former Boston federal judge Nancy Gertner.
What the SJC is saying is that no state official can detain someone, can keep them in jail, where the only basis for that detention is an ICE detainer.
But what happens when that state official is operating as a federal official? It's very likely this precise question will be addressed in a future court case. The Committee for Public Counsel said in an email that they have real concerns about the legality of 287G agreements under the Lunn decision, and it's something they're looking into. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.